It's Lisa Stone for Parenting Aces, and I'm courtside at Court 9 with the famous John Roddick, coach at Oklahoma. And John, thank you so much for talking with us.
Sure, thank you.
I wanted to ask you, you're here watching some of the junior players, and you were also at Kalamazoo. When you're at these tournaments, you're at the U.S. Open Juniors, how is that different from being at Kalamazoo or maybe being at some of the other U.S. national events?
Well, I mean, I think the main difference is just the level from round one is higher because it is a Grand Slam, and even some of the best kids in the U.S. aren't getting to the main draw of this. So it's just it's a different level, and it's just for us as college guys, a chance to see a lot of the international players that we do recruit sometimes and they're here in our backyard. So, and it's a place too where you as a college coach, you end up not spending as much time as you do at Kalamazoo. Because you see a lot of what you need to see in 2 or 3 days. So it's a little bit different. And, your access and, everything that is a little bit more challenging. So it's a different environment. But, really for me, I just want to watch a lot of kids. So if I do start talking to them in the future, I've had a chance to at least see them play.
And you played growing up, obviously. You're a very accomplished player. You played at the University of Georgia. Now you're a top-level college coach. Talk about how your experience in the juniors has helped you get to where you are now.
Well, I mean, I think for these kids out there especially the kids that are playing internationally and doing it, it starts opening up a lot of doors for them, whether it's into college tennis or you start meeting people in the USTA, you start meeting people with the ATP, and a lot of the first contacts you make when you're 16, 17, 18 years old are still people you deal with in your professional life after tennis, if you choose to stay in it. So, these kids are just, I think, starting to get in it, and none of them realize it at this point. I didn't realize it when I was 16 or 17, but, the impressions you start making on people and how that carries on, into the rest of your life.
If you could give a piece of advice to tennis parents that have kids that aspire to play collegiate tennis or beyond, what would that be?
Well, it's so different. It's hard to give, one kind of blanket set of advice because I think it always depends what level the child's playing at and so on. But, playing at a collegiate level is a very high level. And so there's got to be a lot of commitment and a lot of dedication to it. And you've got to be tough. I think that's the one thing is my advice to parents is to let your kids fail sometimes and they learn from that and to push them and because all the coaches, I mean, I know so many coaches in the juniors and pros, whenever they're coaching players, they want the best for their players. And sometimes they have to be a little bit hard on them. And I think, that balance can get very hard and so to be able just to be, allow the kids to be pushed hard and you have nothing to lose in that. And I think there's a lot of life lessons in that too, that nothing's easy.
Great. That's fantastic advice. Thanks for talking with us. Enjoy your time here.
Thank you.